Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, life is so fast-paced today. It's just amazing how things have changed. Life is moving at lightning speed. Things are changing quickly every single day. Business is changing every single day. Now, I will say what I've always said. The wants and the needs of people are always the same. They never change. It doesn't matter what generation, whether it's now, 100 years, or 1,000 years ago, the basic needs of people are there. But the way we do business, the way we communicate, the vast explosion of knowledge is just incredible. And as I've also said, it's the easiest time to get into business and the hardest time to stay in business. So the question is, do you really want to succeed and prosper? Do you really want that financial security that's so important? Do you really want to grow your business? Well, if you really want to grow your business, you need life learning. It's necessary for future business success. You need to spend time every single day either reading, looking at the internet, reading articles, talking to consultants, talking to other business people, finding out what's going on out there, what's changed, how you have to change your business, how you have to modify it, how you have to come into the modern age, how you have to do social media. What's important? Why do people buy today? There are so many people in your field, and I don't care what field you're in, the competition is just amazing. There's more competition than there ever was. How are you going to understand the minds of the people that do business with you? How are you going to understand exactly what they need, what they want, what they're thinking, and how you're going to get their attention? How are you going to understand how you're going to present your marketing so that you can get through the clutter? This all comes back to life learning and education. The more you know, the more you understand, the easier it becomes to do business. And then everything changes again. And if you just look back 5 years ago and you think about how business was 5 years ago and you look at what it is today and how much more challenging and complicated it is today, it's incredible. What have you learned about your business? What have you learned about your employees? What have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about social media? You have to sit down and say to yourself, what don't I know? What part of my business is failing? Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have a successful business. It just means that part of your business is not doing what it needs to do. Part of your business is failing. You've got to correct that particular aspect of your business. And there will always be something in your business that's not working, something that's not right. You need to understand. Now, possibly, there are things that you don't want to learn. So you don't want to be a web developer. You don't want to write code. But you need to know enough about it so that when you do hire someone, you know that you're hiring the right person. You may not want to be the top salesperson, but, you know, you pick the phone up and you make cold calls and you go on sales appointments and you understand the process. So when your salespeople are talking to you and they're giving you nonsense about why they're not being successful, you know what you're hearing. You know what works. You know what doesn't work. And that's really what this conversation comes down to, learning enough to know what works and what doesn't work. And when you know what works and what doesn't work, well, you can put it into action. You can get the overview of your business and see what people are doing. You can look at sales reports. You can look at productivity. You can look at what your website is bringing you, how many hits it's bringing you, how they're converting. You can look and see at what your marketing materials are doing. You can look at your bottom line and you can say, I understand my financial report and I understand that my labor is out of line. it's not really where it should be. It's gone up 6%. Well, 6% could be significant. My cost of materials have gone up. Am I looking at raising my prices so that I can stay in business? Learning everything about your business is so important. It will give you the edge on the competition. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.